Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast 191. Happy Monday to you. Hey, thanks for making my week really so full. And, you know, you guys are just, I can't say it often enough, sincerely enough, you guys just rock. I appreciate all your emails. I appreciate your questions. I appreciate your support. You guys are simply the best. So thank you. Also, speaking of the best, the folks at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, those folks, you know, they're working overtime trying to keep us up and going. Right now, they've got some great Nikon sales going on. So you make sure you call up and ask for the Moose discount, get the Nikon sale price, and, you know, rock them out. The PhotoCon is now in October. As we as a society try to work through all the ills that, and you can define ills however you want to, right now, as we try to move the ball forward, I can't thank Bedford enough or you guys for your positive attitude as we keep moving past, moving the ball forward, and making photography something that so many not only depend on, but appreciate. So thank you one and all. Let's get right to this week's podcast, Organizing the Pegboard. Now, you might be wondering, I wonder if this last week Moose was out in the garage as he, you know, unpacks the boxes. And yes, you would be right. Got the house basically kind of in the office all up and going and functional. So I went to my wood shop. A lot of you don't know I do woodworking. I absolutely love it. And moving the wood shop, just packing it was arduous. Nothing compared to unpacking it. You know, 21 boxes later and it's unpacked, but by no means organized. And this past weekend, I built my new workbench. And that was the first project that, you know, big project I've actually built here at the ranch. I have a good friend who is into woodworking and had bought himself an estate and is in that process. And he says he wanted just iPhone pictures. But, you know, when you read between the lines, I knew he wanted a video. He wanted to know how he was going to build a workbench. So I sent him the videos. But the workbench, yeah, that's like just the starting point. Because then when I install the workbench into the shop, I had to put that pegboard. And that's where things came to a grinding halt. Because, you know, you have pliers and hammers and clamps and tape and wire and glue and staples and chisels. And it's like, how am I going to organize this pegboard so when I come out to do my thing in the wood shop, it's fun, it's easy, it's like, here's my tool, I can do this, make that, boom. So my two friends who I shared my video with were impressed that for $139 in 3 hours time, I had this big old rock solid workbench. And I sat thinking about it as I'm, you know, mounting the pegboard on the wall, which is the first part of the process. How am I going to organize the pegboard to find the tools I need to be creative with wood? And then my mind said, you know, it's not any different than how am I going to organize the new office, because it's totally different from what we had. So I can find the photographic tools that I need to go out and shoot. So for example, right, we got here, and for the life of me, I couldn't find my Zanelli gimbal head. I mean, I could not find it. And I'm sitting there trying to shoot, and I don't have that head. I'm looking. Of course, it's the last place I look, or the first place, however you want to go with that phrase. And it was obviously logical once I found it there, because I said, oh yeah, I remember thinking when I put it there, thinking this, so when I got here, I would find it. But of course, I forgot what I was thinking back then to find it now. But to get to the point, how do you organize that pegboard? Or more importantly, how do you organize your photography? Not only just your camera bag, not only just the locker, where you store your gear, but also between your ears. How do you organize all of that so when you need a tool, you can find it? And then as you go about being creative, there's no sweat. It's all fun. There's no challenge. It's just a great time. How do you go about doing that? Well, that's what I want to talk about. Now, I can, of course, again, only talk about my experiences. But let me give you some basic ideas. And some of this you will find on the website. And the website, believe it or not, is really organized a lot like what I'm going to talk about. And in fact, when I went to go and organize the office, because even though I have the same furniture, they're no longer in the same place in relationship to my desk. They're no longer in the same place in relationship to like packing to go out on a trip or go on an assignment. I sat there and went to my website to look at how I have things, you know, kind of written down and organized to then organize the physical. So that's the first thing I'm going to recommend. Think about how you want to organize what you're doing as a photographer. So let's start with camera gear. Now, if you're diverse like I am and you do critters, aviation, and landscape, while those same, you know, in my case, those three genres, I'm all using Nikon gear, I'm not using the exact same gear or set of gear for each kit for those. So I went and looked at how I have it organized. And then there's things like my flash work. I've got the small flash, the SP5000s. Then I've got the B2s, the middle size, and I got the big bad guys, the B1s. And while a lot of that's interchangeable, I want to make sure that when I go out on assignment, when I go out to do a job for a client, I grab that bag and that bag is ready to go. What I always have referred to forever as my bag of confidence. So when it comes to organizing that pegboard, I want to organize in such a way that I know that that organization will give me confidence that the tools will be there where I need them and in plain sight. Because if you're like me, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? And I more times in the past, I would take off because I didn't see something, I wouldn't have it. Hence, I have all these lists, just like pilots do, checklists to make sure I have everything. Taking off, you know, and I'm up in Alaska. And before I went, I haven't traveled like many of you for months. Things get rusty. I made sure I had everything from swabs to the right sensor to a white towel to clean my gear to everything else that I need photographically because I didn't want to take anything for granted. So when you organize that pegboard, the key is you organize it for your logic. How do you go about the process? Do you first grab the camera body, then the lens, then the tripod? Or do you grab the tripod because you think you're going to use this body and lens? Or do you grab this lens and then because of that lens, you grab the body of the tripod? Or do you look at the subject, the challenges you have, and then from that, grab tripod, lens, and body all at the same time? And while it might sound like the same, because you're using the same components, in functionality, in logic, in doing this so it is second nature and you're not sitting there trying to think about it and leaving the most important tool behind, that's how you organize the pegboard. Now, how about we go in, talk about the way you file your images? That's organization as well. And we all have different ways of organizing our images, which is why something from Photo Mechanic to Lightroom to some of the other DAMs, there's not one that's perfect for all of us. We all logically think a little bit differently. We go to find things a little bit differently. And when it comes to photographs and images, I like to think about, you know, filing cabinets. One, because for 20 years or plus, and believe me, I still, you know, moved those 4,000 pounds of conventional images, you know, to the ranch. But organizing those images, be it, you know, conventionally in a real metal filing cabinet or digitally on a computer, you have to organize your images so when you need them, you can find them. Now you can go to the website and you can see how I, not only how I file by categories and, you know, be it aviation, critters, locations, whatever. You can also find out my, see my filing nomenclature for naming every individual image uniquely. Now there's not one perfect system. Like I mentioned, you have to find the one that works for you. But that comes back to organizing that pegboard. And what should you consider? The ease of finding them, the safety of finding them, okay? How easy is it to then back them up? How easy is it then to work with them? How easy is it to print them? How easy is it to share them? And why do I keep talking about ease when it comes to camera gear and selection and packing and filing? Well, because the KISS theorem makes it all worthwhile for you. So keep it simple, stupid. And of course, in this process, keep it simple, stupid. That's very personal. What is simple for me might not be for you, or vice versa. And that's the way it should be. You need to sit there and think about the system that works best for you. God bless all those people out there on the web, including myself, that, you know, sit there and put all their stuff out there. But we don't walk on water. We don't have the answer. The answer is going to come from you and the way you organize that pegboard. So you find that tool, that technique, that program, that image when you need it. So it's not a chore. Because as soon as it's a chore, you lose. We all lose. And you need to have fun in this process. Lastly, when it comes to organizing that pegboard that I really want to talk about is that thing called the digital darkroom. Scott Kelby had a really good thing this last week about how his Lightroom might not look like your Lightroom. And there's lots of reasons. The way he sits there and sets up the panels and all that stuff is for his workflow, the way he thinks about bringing an image in to bringing the image out and sharing it. If you look at any of my digital darkroom classes, you look at Photoshop, you're going to see right off the bat that that Photoshop that you see that I'm using is barely going to look like yours. I mean, yeah, it says Photoshop dead center on the top, but after that, the way I've organized the panels, the workspace, you know, for my workflow is going to be totally different from yours. There's no right or wrong, better or worse. There's just you. You have to figure out what tools you need and what you don't need. For example, in Photoshop, right, you open it up, and there's all these things that are there, like the color panel, histogram, a lot of stuff that if you look at mine, I've actually closed all those. I don't need all of those panels open when I'm shooting. What difference does it make? I don't know about you, but my mind gets cluttered pretty fast. I mean, more often than not, I know I'm going to go out my office door because I need to go do something. And I'm going to walk out that office door, and within 5 seconds, I'm going to go, what was I going to do? What was I needing? And then I have to walk back into the office. I go, oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to go do or go need or go find or go grab. The less I see, the less this little mind of mine gets off on these tangents and I forget the actual purpose of what I was going to go do. Same with Photoshop, same with the camera gear, same with the locker. When you keep it simple, stupid, and you organize that pegboard so the tools that you need, so different from the tools you want, the tools you have, when you use the tools you need, that familiarity brings comfort, and that comfort brings fun, and that fun brings, yes, great photographs. That's the whole point. You need to make it yours. Organize that pegboard so you find the tools you need when you want them, so your mind can be nothing but free to be creative, and in that, you will become a better photographer over and over and over again. I trust you're going to have a great week, that you and yours are going to stay safe in every way that that word means today in this world. Stay safe and healthy. Voice your opinion, because it is your opinion, right or wrong. It's your belief. Don't be afraid to voice it. And do that with your photographs. Remember that every time you go click, make it your story.